I'm going to take a little time and visit with Andy Bartlett. He is the parks manager at Ledges State Park. And Andy, first, thanks for taking a little time out to give us a chance to get updated on what's happening here.
Yeah, no problem.
I know that last time when we visited, we were talking about the first day hike, which was like stellar.
Yeah, with great weather, great turnout.
And not just here. I think a lot of your parks.
I follow a lot of friends group Facebook pages across social media from our different state parks, and the weather was gorgeous across the state, and the turnouts were just amazing. You know, from Waubonsie in southwest Iowa to Backbone and elsewhere in northeast Iowa, and just all over from river to river. It was a great day to go out and hike on the first.
Well, you had a lot of people show up here, and a lot of people would say, well, there was a friends. No, there was just a lot of people. There were kids. There were just people of all ages, and once they took off and Clint got them going, and that's the other thing. Why do you go in 20 below and Clint goes with
luck of the draw, I guess.
I guess that's it, too. But had a huge crowd. I know he even said, he told people, he said, you know, I would go along and talk to you, but he said, there's just so many, I can't do that.
Yep.
But it was a great time to have a lot of people out there. And again, I'm guessing as long as the weather's been pretty pleasant over the last couple of days anyway, you've still had pretty good people showing up, getting out there, and just walking around.
Yeah. I mean, even if you look at the forecast, some of the nicer days coming up. I just got off the phone a little bit ago with a gentleman who's planning on coming out here this weekend, and he was asking about access to different parts of the park and said, well, the weather looks great. We think we're going to come out and hike. So It's definitely a lesser-used time of year for the park, but no less scenic, and actually some of the views are even better because you can see through the trees without the leaves on them, and quite a bit further in that regard. So I definitely wouldn't discount a nice hike at Ledges on a nice winter day.
There we go. Keep it in mind, folks. Now, the one thing I did want to talk about is because you did get it rescheduled, your annual meeting. Now, if the weather goes bad again, then I don't know what to say about this. But
yeah, we'll have to make plans otherwise. But we, unfortunately, were dealt the blizzard hand for the original meeting date in December, and we decided to look at alternate dates in January, which wasn't our first preferred day, or month. But we're gonna make it work.
So we are gonna have this coming up on the 19th.
Yep.
Once again, same bat time, same bat channel. It's gonna be 6:00. It'll be at the Boone City Hall Auditorium.
That's correct.
And,
yep.
And I know that. Again, this is obviously you can touch a little bit on the first day hike, but really you're going to take a look back for those that haven't been out or maybe not be aware of the Friends of the Ledges or finding out about what's happening out there. You guys give a little summary on just how the year went, and you had a really good 2022.
We did. We had a very busy year. Great weather. You know, we're kind of in our third year of somewhat drought conditions, which isn't necessarily a bad thing when you talk about the flooding and its you know, famous history of, or the canyon and its famous history of flooding. It's always nice to have a reprieve from that. So anytime you do end up being very busy out here with hikers and campers and just general park visitors. So we have a lot of that to talk about. You know, we do a lot of things throughout the course of the year for a lot of different reasons and to a lot of different user types. From interpretive programs to the campers to, you know, the wildlife camp and just all the other things that go into running a park. It's almost like running a small city at times, and there's just a couple of us that do it. So, you know, the annual meeting is actually more of a format or a setting and an opportunity for us as staff to invite those of you in the community that want to come and just learn more about what goes on behind the scenes throughout the course of the year at the park. Why we make decisions on the things we make decisions on, and you know, challenges and opportunities and the highlights from the past year. It just gives us an opportunity for that. You know, a lot of people will say, oh, hey, you know, I live near the Ledges, or I'm from Boone, and oh, the Ledges is there, and we love the Ledges, and kind of harped on that at last year's public meeting, but it is true. It's a sense of pride, you know, for our local citizens that live around the area that, you know, we're this close to such an amazing state park. And if you want to learn more about how that state park is operated throughout the course of a year, there's no better way to learn about that than at one of these meetings.
I tell you, the one that comes to mind is, you know, if you have new people that are moving into the area, if they haven't been down to the Ledges, if they've heard people talking about, this is a great introductory opportunity to find out who's really there, what kinds of things are going on, maybe get involved with the Friends. Again, there's a number of opportunities there.
Yeah, we rely heavily, you know, with just two of us here for the year, And our seasonal staff in the summer, but we rely heavily on volunteers, and there's no better volunteer group that helps out here than Friends of the Ledges. There'll be members on hand from them. We'll talk a little bit about, you know, what their group does, when they meet, how you can be involved, and there's always ways for different people that have different abilities and ideas to become involved with Friends of the Ledges and contribute significantly to how the basically help the park in a number of ways.
I know that, and one of the big things, obviously, is I know you kind of review what's going on at the park, but you kind of do a few highlights. Here's what we're kind of looking at here this year. But obviously, the big focus is going to be 2024.
Yeah. We'll do a lot of looking back at 2022, and I don't want to skip ahead of 2023, because 2023 will be another big year here. They always are. But 2024 is the 100th anniversary of Ledges as a state park, and so a lot of what we do over the next 12 months is going to be gearing up for really a year-long celebration of what Ledges means to our community, what Ledges means to the state and our state park system as a whole, and we want to celebrate that. And so we're going to kind of talk a little bit about the meeting, about our vision right now for the 2024, the 100th anniversary, what that's going to look like, and what a lot of you'll see in 2023 is actually going to be prep work or practice for what we're going to do in 2024. So if there's ever a better time to get involved with Friends of the Ledges or what goes on out here at the park, this is the time to do it.
This is one of those opportunities. And again, for people that live, they kind of, I think a lot of people, if you've lived here for a while, you just sort of go, the Ledges, you know, I go down to the Ledges. But they need to remember, it is one of the iconic parks.
It's one of our older state parks in Iowa. You know, there's several that are older, but it's one of those that, you know, most people across the state have heard of or have been here, and it really kind of sparks that, you know, a lot of sentimental value of people who have spent time here at the Ledges growing up, a lot of nostalgia. It's just a very unique park, even though it doesn't really offer a lot of recreational opportunity. You know, some parks offer boating and skiing and fishing and you know, anything from model airplane fields to frisbee golf courses, but Ledges is pretty basic in the fact that it's camping, hiking, picnicking. You know, it's very, very traditional recreational types, but there's just something about the park that draws people here, and it creates fond memories, and they really remember this place fondly.
I know that, of course, you've got all the history part of it, but there were a lot of things in the way it all started. Again, 100 years ago, it was really community-driven.
It was. A lot of those early state parks, including Ledges, you know, the only reason that they became state parks was they had a very strong community effort behind the drive to make them state parks, and it's what made them successful then, and it's what really sets apart parks today is that community-driven effort from friends groups and volunteers that want to make this place a better place for people to visit.
Some of the particulars, once again, the meeting is going to be, and I know you've had several of these in the past, and we've had weather affect a couple of them, but this is a great opportunity. Again, I know you get a lot of supporters and a lot of people. Even if they're part of the Friends of the Ledges, just showing support or coming out and seeing what's happening at the park, doesn't mean they got to come down there and help with some of the construction and things like that. But just be aware of what we've got.
Yeah. Great opportunity to learn more about the park, more about the Friends group, and see if there's a niche for you to come and voice your ideas and provide some help in any number of aspects.
Yeah, it's going to be on Thursday the 19th, 6 o'clock in the evening, and it's in the Boone City Hall Auditorium. So, again, easy. You can get in the front door, come right up for it. Meeting starts at 6, so...
doors will open at 6, and we'll be there kind of greeting people and mingling, and then 6:30 we'll give a short presentation and allow for time at the end for any questions or comments that people might have.
And I know for handicap accessibility, use the west side of the building. You can get right into the upstairs auditorium. Sometimes, and more often than not, you get some folks that come up, part of the parks program, come up and just watch what you're doing, just a chance to hear folks talk about it. So not a bad time to be out there just in case.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we get supervisors and central office staff sometimes, and I think I got my supervisor coming up. He's going to give a kind of an overview at the very beginning on our state park system as a whole and how state forests and state preserves kind of factor into some of that too and what our bureau looks like as a whole. And then we'll narrow our focus down to Ledges shortly after he gives that description and go from there.
I know you had some seasonal help. You had actually several opportunities for seasonal help that last year, and looking for the same this year?
Yeah, actually right now is the hiring time in our state parks. So we look for seasonal help to help us with, you know, general upkeep of the park, for customer service type stuff, working nights and weekends in the campground and through the canyon, and just maintaining the park. So we're doing interviews right now and budgeting out our positions and making those decisions as we speak.
Well, it's still one of those great opportunities. Folks, if you have never met any of the people that are part of the Friends of the Ledges, you just got to go to these meetings and find out, because they are excited and they love to do things that are just a benefit for the park, and which in the long run just benefits us, because it just keeps attracting people.
It does. It's a great asset for the community, and the more we put our efforts into it and make it a better place, people are want to come visit and come live here.
Ledges State Park annual meeting. I'm going to throw the weather permitting out for it. Going to be on Thursday, January 19th. Once again, doors open 6 o'clock in the evening, Boone City Hall Auditorium. All you got to do is go upstairs, and it doesn't take long. It's it's as long as you want to stick around and ask questions, really, but not overly long, but a great opportunity to learn what's going on at the Ledges and how you can be a part of helping or just help start planning for 2024, because it's going to be a fun time.
You got it. Hope to see everybody there.
Andy Bartlett, park manager, Ledges State Park, by the way. Go and take a hike out there. We got plenty of room, and all the trails in pretty good shape, too.
Yep, you bet. Thanks, Jim.
All righty. Thanks for visiting with us.